We continue our learning of Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz Shenim Tzala Mato Minuchusto Shel Tanur. He have a case where a dead sheretz is found in the ground. There's a large depression, a large hole in the ground right underneath the tanur. So it's clearly not in the airspace of the tanur. This is not that little hole where we had the machat and the tabas and wondering whether it's considered part of the airspace is in the airspace of the tanur or not. Are they those kalim which are tummy, those metal kalim? Are they tummy the airspace of the tanur? Here it's very clear that this dead sheretz is in a very large hole below the tanur. It's not in the airspace. The only question is, maybe it fell through the airspace of the tanur. That's how we got into the hole to begin with. So the Mishnah here says, Hasheretz shenimtza lamata min dechushto shel tanur. This dead sheretz found in this large hole below the floor of the tanur, tahor. We assume the tanur is tahor because we can make the following assumption, shani omer, chai nafal, va'achshav meis. We assume that if it fell through the tanur, it fell through it, it was alive, and now it died. Maybe we should say, so since when it was alive, it fell through, it's not mitami when it's alive. It's sheretz lo mitami when it's one of the eight shrotzim, the toad and the certain types of lizards. We have on the list of the dead mouse, etc. So they only mitame when they're dead. So it wasn't mitame the airspace on its way down. The Bar Tanur makes the point that maybe we should assume that the sheretz, maybe the reason why the tanur is not tame is because the sheretz preceded the tanur. Maybe it was a dead sheretz for a long time, and it's sitting in this hole, and then the tanur was placed on top of it, never fell through. Why should we not assume that? So he says like this, you can't say, assume that the sheretz maybe preceded the tanur, and that's why the tanur is not tameh, because if it had been here in the ground for a long time, before the tanur was here, so then there's no doubt that this sheretz would be burnt up, would have been ashes already. Ella talino, and what do we say? Shema chai nafal. Okay, maybe it fell through when it was alive, and had it make this indentation in the ground. V'derech shratzim lasos chafiros bekarka. That's what animals, that's what they do. The mouse made a little hole in the ground, he tamein shem, to hide there. To bury himself there. Elefikach nimtza lamata minuchushto. That's why he's found... In the floor underneath the tanur. That's what the Mishnah says. We assume chai nafal va'achshav meis. Then the Mishnah says machat o tabas shenimsu lematam min dechushto shel tanur. You have a needle or a ring. These are tame. They're tame with tumas meis, and therefore they're an avhatame, and they're found in the floor of an oven that's tahor. So here the Mishnah says tahor. So they're not in the airspace of the oven. Maybe they fell through, and that's how they got to this hole in the ground. Nonetheless, went through the airspace. We assume no. We assume the tanur remains tahor. Shani omer shayu omer shom hayu ad shelo baha tanur. In this case, we assume they were there before the tanur was even there. Not when it came to the sheretz, we said we couldn't assume that, said the Bar Tanura, because the sheretz would have been completely burnt. But we don't assume that regarding a needle or a ring. Those very well could have been there before. And therefore, we don't assume that they're tamei, they're tamei meis, but they never went through the airspace of the tanur. We assume that they were there prior. But the Mishnah says, Nimtzu be'efer mikla, let's say the ring or the needle are found in the burnt ashes that are inside the oven, then tamei. Then we assume the oven is tamei. These tamei kalim were metame the oven. Why? She'ein lo b'ma yitle. There's no way to be tole to assume otherwise. There's no doubt that they are in the. They are part of the. They're part of the ashes. Top of the ashes even. So no doubt they were inside the oven and certainly made the oven tamei. Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Tzfog shebala mashkin tamein. Here you have a sponge that absorbs tame liquids, but it's dry on the outside. It fell into the airspace of the oven. Tame. We assume the oven is tame, even though the outside of the sponge is tahor. We know that mashkim have the ability to metame an oven. We've discussed that in the past, but nonetheless, and that's a midrabanan. But nonetheless, here we have a sponge, and the liquid is on the inside, and if the sponge fell through the tanur, the airspace of the oven, we assume that the oven is tamei anyway. Why? Says the Mishnah, shesof mashkelot seis. Because we assume that although the liquid is absorbed into the sponge, it, we view it as if it has already been expressed from the sponge, because that's an eventuality. Same thing was true when it comes to turnip or gemmies, a reed. These are cases also where people would use this to absorb, and it may be dry on the outside. If that falls into an oven, those tummy and the liquids that it absorbs are tummy, that makes the oven tummy, because we assume that eventually it's going to come out. Says the Bar Tanura, what is this lefes ogemi? Have a kusvo, this turnip or this reed grass is like a sponge. Lefisha begemi bot kin bo esayayin. What they do with the reed, they would check wine. Vahave gam hu asri lahachnes lochel kusvo. They would have wine absorbed into it, use that to inspect it. They did this to check the quality of the wine. So they would soak it up into a turnip or into a piece of reed grass and squeeze it into their mouth to see what it tastes like. Some claim that doctors would use these items to soak up pus or blood from a wound, and then he would squeeze it out somewhere else. So since the turnips and the reed grass were used like a sfog, like a sponge, and would absorb liquids, so it's treated with the same halacha as a sponge. And therefore we assume that sof to malat seif, so we're so, eventually the liquid is going to come out, we view it as if it's out already. And therefore, if that sponge is in the airspace of the oven or the turnip or the all with tamei liquids inside, or the reed grass, the gemi, we assume the oven has become tamei even on the outside is dry. Rabbi Shimon mitayer b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon says, no, turnips and gemi and reed grass, we don't treat like a sponge. Most people don't use them for that purpose. And therefore, even if they do have tamei liquids that have been absorbed, we view them not like a sponge, but like any other object that may have absorbed liquid, which we assume that we don't say sof mashkelat says. We assume that no, it stays where it is, and since it's dry on the outside, it's not mitame the oven.